escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by Street Easy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
I don't know who's hungrier. Like the wolf.
Wait. You know why this is awesome? You know, Duran.
Dan Wilson cooking back in the
studio.
Look
at that.
You got Joanne Duran.
I like it.
That's pretty good.
Singing Hungry Like the Wolf.
I like that a lot.
Duran.
All right, three choices for who's hungrier. Here we go. Tell me who would win this poll. John Middleton, Bryce Harper, Phillies fans.
I think it's Bryce Harper.
Yeah, I agree with that.
You think he's that maniacal.
And also, he's the only one who's never won anything. Like, Middleton wants it as the owner, but at least he was a part of it. We have won a title. Long time ago, I want one desperately. Yeah. Bryce Harper's whole legacy, whole life, has led up to him winning a freaking title.
Sure.
I think we all desperately want. I think it's Bryce if I had to choose.
Interesting. All right, 215-592-9494. So, the big trade, which happened yesterday, after it occurred, Dave Dombrowski, Phillies president of baseball operations, who's had a storied career and will probably end up as a member of the Baseball Hall of Fame, but it certainly would push him over the top if he wins one more ring. Dombrowski met with the assembled media, Philadelphia media, and talked extensively about this trade and more. Let's listen to Dombrowski, what he said. Listen, and then we're going to react to it all. Get ready to dial 215-592-9494 based on what you hear. Here's Dombrowski yesterday.
Made Duran the guy for you?
Well, I mean, we liked quite a few closers or quite a few relievers. There weren't very many available when the start went on. Some of the other organizations decided to not make some moves, so we just thought he was the best guy out there, really, is what it came that was available to be acquired. A lot of clubs have been talking about if we were going to acquire their closer, that they were asking for Andrew Painter. We decided that we weren't going to trade Andrew in this trade. And so we felt this was a deal that we got a dominant closer for a tough price, two good players, but something that we think where we are makes sense.
How important to you was it? Been active in the rental market the last few deadlines, trading some prospects. How important in your mind was it to get someone we will have beyond this season?
Well, that would always be the preference. The difference is the acquisition price. I mean, we're willing to pay a little bit more of a price than we would not have paid this price for a rental. So that's what really is a difference for us. So not only this year, but two more seasons after this. So if we were talking a pure rental, we would not have traded these players for that.
How difficult was it to part with a guy with the potential like
Tait has? Well, both players. You know, Tait's a really good prospect. I think, for us, the one difference is he is down the road a little bit, but he really is a good player. And, you know, Mick, we like a lot. We think he's ready to step into big league rotation. I think that really, in talking to Derek Falvey, their GM, quite a bit over the time, and we've been talking to a lot of other clubs, too. The difference is Mick, I don't know if they're going to put him right in the rotation right now this time, but he can't. So, and it wouldn't surprise me if they ended up doing that. But they know he's ready to pitch at the big league level, and that's a difference maker. They had a lot of interest in Duran. So, for us, having a player that was ready to pitch for him made a big difference.
Are you still looking for bullpen help? Or do you
no.
This
no.
is it?
No, I mean, if somebody put somebody that's right. so good yeah. on here. But between Duran, we've got Robertson coming, and we're pleased with his progress. We have Kirkring from the right-hand side, and then we're strong on the banks. We feel very comfortable where we are. And I'm going to talk to Topper, and he'll talk more about him. He's a legitimate closer, so... So we feel he'll fit into that role for us.
Did you come in here and say anything to the clubhouse?
No, okay. No. I don't even know if they know, personally. I have no idea.
And would you see yourself getting any kind of offensive upgrade before 6 p.m. tomorrow?
Well, we're not done. I mean, we're not done talking, and the deadline's not over. We'll just see what ends up happening. I really don't know. They're tough to acquire, too, right now. So we have to kind of see what happens tomorrow, really.
You said with Painter, you said you weren't going to move him, at least in this trade, or at least at this time, for a closer or reliever. Is he?
No, we're just not moving him.
You're just not moving him, period, flatly. Okay.
Well, we weren't. I mean, I can't tell you 5 years from now.
No, I mean, right now.
No, we're not trading him. And there were a couple other guys we told him we weren't going to trade either. So. Okay.
How would you describe the talks with the Twins? I mean, when did it really come to a head?
Well, really, probably more just the days kind of meshed together here at this time of year. But I would say they were more of since we were here in Chicago, more so. I mean, they know what we were looking for, that we were looking for bullpen help. I've had that conversation with them. I really didn't think this one was possible, you know, a couple days ago. I'm not really sure what the difference was in that regard. I do think that having Abel close to the big leagues made a difference. Because I do know that they had a lot of interest in him. We've heard from a lot of clubs that were trying to get him after we got him. And so they really picked up over the last few days. And really, even this afternoon, late morning, I should say, because we were at the hotel, that's when we really kind of, okay, give me your best offer. We had gone over so many different other possibilities and names. And, so it really picked up over the last, really more so today. This is where really... Derek had mentioned to me, I don't know what time it is, it was 5 o'clock. It was 5 o'clock, he was going into an ownership meeting, 5 o'clock Minnesota time, to discuss whatever options they had, he told me. But really, a couple hours before that is when we really start going back and forth.
Did you say you had a stressful rain delay or an exciting rain delay?
Well, did we have a rain delay?
It was 3 hours
and
35
minutes.
Yeah. No, I know we did. Do you feel like at this point around baseball that like most teams know if they're buying and selling at this point? I mean, it seemed like for a long time there were a lot of teams that were on the fence. Do you feel like it's shaken out a little bit?
Well, I can't tell you they all do. I don't. But, you know, really when you get – we've had conversations with other clubs today, but some of the clubs that maybe were undecided, I haven't spoken to them today, so I can't speak for where they are. But as of yesterday, I talked to a couple of clubs that still were unsure where they were going to go.
If you do need a bat, does it need to be right-handed?
Well, need to be. I can't say it needs to be. I mean, but that's more of a preference.
Right.
What makes you more willing to shop in a more expensive aisle this deadline? More willing to go out to surrender better prospects?
Well, we got a really good guy, you know, some that we have control over. I think that makes a big difference. So I think we're deeper in prospects, too. That helps. I mean, even though we traded two really good prospects, we have, you know, four more that are in the top 100 prospects in baseball. We just drafted a guy that number one that I think probably fits into that category. We just and we have a couple. We have other guys that maybe aren't getting quite the accolades that we like in our system a great deal too. I think that helps. So I think that makes that's the difference. The control aspect is, you know, like again, that's huge. And I think we have a chance to win. You know, I think we have, but I felt that in the past, too. We just haven't given it up. A lot of times you can't get a guy like this either with the control. I mean, the Twins, now there's a club that decided they were in it as of last week. They were still trying to get in it. They made a decision they would go the other way. So a lot of times you can't get a guy like this, and they finally decided probably for them. You know, they still have other good bullpen arms, as you know, with Jackson, Stewart, and Barlin that they have. So it's a situation where I think they probably felt, well, you know what, if we're going to maximize value, this is probably a time to do it. It makes sense for them, too.
Thompson hasn't formally used the closer designation that much in past years. What made you want to get a guy that you can even give that label to?
Because he's good enough, really. I mean, he's legitimate. I mean, he's a legitimate closer. And we talked about it beforehand that if we got him, he'd be our guy. So, and then it does help in the sense that he can mix and match around. He gets lefties and righties out. In fact, his average, I mean, righties don't hit him. Their batting average is, their OPS is not very good at all, but their batting average for lefties are just it's amazing how low it is overall. And so he gets lefties and righties out. The one thing they told me, they said, don't worry, he'll pitch. If you wanted to use another inning, he wouldn't. Rod Thompson said, well, we're pitching him in the ninth. You know, now he has also pitched multiple innings at various times, too, but I don't think we're getting him for that purpose.
He'll join the club Friday?
Yes. Okay. Yeah, we already talked to him. They were just talking to him, but he'll be there for Friday.
All right, there you go. Dave Dombrowski yesterday. He sure is. That's Duran. He sure is a legitimate closer. 2.01 ERA this year. 2.47 ERA for his career, of which has been 4 years. He's 27 years old, as Dombrowski talked about there, under team control for the next 2.5 years. Look, I think it's an incredibly exciting move. Phils did give up a lot. We can't act like they didn't, and I think the biggest problem in the trade is the Taid reality, and I'm sure most people aren't very familiar with him, but, you know, essentially viewed as the catcher of the future as of, you know, 24 hours ago. Now, maybe not necessarily the catcher. Well, not the catcher of next year, because at the age of 19, he wasn't going to be the catcher next year. But knowing that JT's getting older, maybe could be gone after this year, maybe re-signs for a 1 or 2 year deal. Taid was someone I'm sure that in a perfect world they would have wanted to hand the reins to the catcher spot over to in the next couple of years. But it wasn't a perfect world. Phillies had a disastrous bullpen. And so they really felt the need to do something, and I think that was – look, I sign off on the deal. Now, we'll ask you at 215-592-9494 whether you
we
do or not.
We got the best closer in baseball. This is amazing.
Well, it's a big opportunity. Well, it's also a chance for us to give you the Twitter poll question of the day so you can assess it. Twitter poll brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. In 2025, Armin Chevrolet celebrates 25 years of serving the automotive needs of the Delaware Valley. Together, let's drive to Armin Chevrolet. Poll question, it's the obvious question. Do you like the Phillies trade? Mick Abel and Taid for Duran, yes or no? Second poll question, because there's also, you know, today, and that's why we're here. This isn't just about recapping. This is about previewing a trade deadline that's 6 p.m. tonight, and I think the Phillies are going to do something. And by the way, Seltzer, you're on the update desk in the the breaking news desk?
Breaking news desk, yep.
Breaking news desk.
Here. Yep.
Seltzer's here at McGurk's breaking news desk. Second poll question, do you think Dave Dombrowski will make another meaningful trade today? Yes or no? You can vote at Sports Radio WIP
yes,
on Twitter.
So
only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie. But since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
But what exactly was Dave Dombrowski talking about when he said some other organizations decided not to make some moves? What do you think he was?
I think he's saying that some organizations thought the prices were too high, yeah, or decided they didn't want to trade their certain player, you know, that they might have traded their closer, their whatever. Mm-hmm. We'll keep on, hang on to him till next year, whatever type of thing is.
Also, some teams aren't buyers that a week ago might have been perceived as buyers.
Yeah. Well, Joe, I'm interested in, I'm happy to hear how excited you are, because Richie and I came in saying all in, go all in. Yeah. And this is, it's not, you're not giving everything up, but it's a big time trade with big time prospects.
Yeah.
I'm happy because you came in a little leery about.
I have been.
Yeah. So what kind of flip for you?
Good question. Number one, they didn't give up Andrew Painter.
Yeah. Huge.
Number two, they acquired.
We were told that that is not.
No,
really,
I know, but we didn't know that. But we didn't know that yesterday.
Yeah, we didn't know going in.
Number two, they acquired a great player. Number three, they acquired a player under team control for 2.5 years. That's my reasoning.
Yeah.
And Abel, look, I don't want to just throw him away because he could be like.
He could be a three.
He could be
something.
A Brett Myers.
Yeah.
Philly's won a World Series with Brett Myers as a two.
As a two. Exactly.
So, you know, you can win that way. But
like,
there just wasn't a spot
type.
For him.
Yeah. Yeah.
There just, and I'll also add this. Well, Taillade wasn't going to be the catcher next year. It's probably more 20.
It's probably more like 3-4
you know?
Years
yeah.
away.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you know, JT Taillade playing a little better lately late. Makes me feel a little better. Yeah.
Me too.
You know, like he'll probably be back for another year or two. So you add all that, and the other thing I'd say, James, is the Phillies going in for Taillade the way they did. Excuse me, for Duran the way they did, makes me think there's probably another move.
Me too.
So, like, that whole combination is kind of what pumps me up. All right, 215-592-9494. But I'll add this. Hearing Dombrowski saying we're not trading Painter, that to me is also significant. I thought it was, by far, the single most significant thing we heard from that 7 minutes of Dombrowski. I mean, for him to come out and say, because notice, he didn't say that about anybody else.
He said, we're not done. I thought that was
pretty significant. Well, no, that's big. I would say that's number two. I assumed they weren't done. But to hear him say it and say it emphatically the way that he did is significant. But to hear him say, we are not trading Andrew Painter. That's
I will just, and I don't think they are, but we have seen many GMs, you know, Howie Roseman, the fingers on his hand thing and all that. Just to throw it out there, I don't think like if it's like, hey, we'll give you Kwan for Painter straight up and nothing else, like I think they think about it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I do. All right, 215-592-9494. By the way, shout out to Dr. Glenn Wolfinger in the house from PI Dental Center.
Shout out to Dr. Glenn Wolfinger.
PI Dental Center right around the corner from where we are here in Horsham at McGurk's. PI Dental Center, obviously one of our great sponsors of our program, and he is the doc of docs. So if you have an issue with the teeth, get yourself to PI Dental Center. Also, get yourself to McGurk's today. We love doing shows here. We really do. It's fun because it means there's some kind of action going on. Or like some past years with trade deadlines with the Phillies, not going on. But at least there's hope that it's going on. And this year there actually was.
I mean, this is the biggest trade since we started doing these. The biggest trade of the Dombrowski era and all that.
James, you know what? It's the biggest Phillies trade since they acquired JT. And
yeah,
it reminds
great
me.
Call. You're right.
It reminds me a lot of that. If you remember back in 2019, the Phillies traded Alfaro was a fairly young catcher, and then who we had seen at the big league level. But the big part of that was Sixto.
Yep.
That they put in that trade for a great catcher. This trade reminds me who they had under control for two more years at that point. This trade reminds me a lot of that trade.
Yeah.
It's a great player, in this case, not a catcher. It's a closer, and you got him under team control for 2.5 years. I'd say that's the last time the Phillies made a trade of this nature. All right, 215-592-9494. By the way, your chance to win when you call in today, a pair of tickets to see the Phillies take on the Tigers. Big series coming up this weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. It's not only the Phillies and Tigers, two of the better teams in baseball. It's also the Phillies alumni weekend, and Friday night is the Toyota Wall of Fame night as the Phillies honor Jimmy Rollins and Ed Wade. For tickets to this or any Phillies game, get yourself to Phillies.com. Here's how you can win the tickets today. In addition to calling in and letting us know what you think of the trade, the big move, and what Dombrowski said, also hit us up today at 215-592-9494. In honor of Duran, who is obviously a legit closer, we ask you for a legit closing to a movie. The end of a movie. The end of a movie, a great closing scene. Which, by the way, I got to tell you, I think there's an all-time number one. I'll be curious if anyone says it today at 215-592-9494. I'll certainly give you the usual suspects out of the gate. It's a great one.
For goodness sake.
It's all right. Because what?
Good move.
What, Rhea? It's not number one. It is not.
It's a
for
banger.
A closing scene. It is a banger. All right, John, give me a closing scene to a movie in honor of Duran being the Phillies' new closer. And again, everyone, 215-592-9494. John, what do you got?
It haunts me. I hate it. It's the last scene, the last glimpse of Blair Witch Project.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow.
You know what I'm talking about.
I actually don't.
What?
I just know it gets really scary throughout.
Wait.
You didn't see
really?
It?
No, so, I saw it.
We all know his Blair Witch story with the guy painting him or wanting to paint him.
I don't remember the last scene.
Oh, my God.
I guess everybody does.
Should I say the last scene?
Yeah, it's 1999.
Everybody
so
does. Excuse me for not remembering a movie from 26 years ago that I saw once. Enjoy, but I get you. Everyone does. Seltzer, give me a closing scene from a movie.
So I will not take a haymaker. I'm going to leave the haymakers out there. What I will say is if you have not seen the movie The Mist, it's by Frank Darabont, the same guy who made this Shawshank Redemption. It is the most messed up, twisted, haunting ending. I can't even... D'Orazio's seen it. I see him nodding. I won't say what happens.
This
watch
is
the
one in the store,
the
right?
Supermarket.
The
mist type is setting in. The ending is. I just can't. even talking about it, I get so uncomfortable.
All right.
It is an insane ending to a movie.
All right, Rhea, a closing scene in a movie.
Thelma and Louise.
Oh, for sure. For sure. Yes. All right, 215-592-9494. The Phil's got a closer. You can react. Let's get to Nick right now in Bucks County. Nick, good morning.
Hey, good morning, man. This is Cliff Lee 2009 all over again.
Well, here's the I hope so. I'll say this. I'm more excited about this one than that one. In the moment, I was more excited about Cliff Lee 2011. Now, that was a signing. But if you remember, Cliff Lee 2009 was a little bit more dampened because we thought it was about to be Roy Halladay, and it wasn't. But listen, if this works out the way Cliff Lee did, who really did become for the final 2.5 months the best player on the team, that would be an amazing thing.
His fastest pitch in a game, 104.8 miles an hour, and it was against Eugenio Suarez, of all things.
Yeah. Now, listen, this guy's a legit closer, Nick, and we know when they had – Tug McGraw or Brad Lidge, who I was going to say are probably their two best closers ever, but there also was Papelbon. He just was on bad teams, and he was a jerk. But Papelbon was legit. But, I'd say Tug and Brad in his prime were two of the three best closers. Right, James, that fair?
I think that's fair. Here's what I'll say. I think this guy is the best stuff.
Well, Billy Wags also.
Wags absolutely.
Billy Wags was really good.
Billy Wags is a Hall of Famer now.
Yeah, Billy Wags was better than Tug and
Lidge. Yeah, he was talent wise. I think this guy's stuff is as good as anyone we've ever seen.
When you
like
say
in terms
that,
of a reliever for he's like Billy again, he threw 104. Right.
The gun watching
and he's got
will
a splitter
fun.
At 98.
It will be rare.
Like these
I
two
agree with
these
that.
Two pitches come in on the same plane and then one goes that way, one goes that way, one's 102 and one's 98. It's crazy.
James,
man.
John, Seltzer's so geeky.
So
I am. I was watching tunneling videos last night.
I love
I'm so in on Duran. He's awesome.
So he threw 104, you said?
Well, that's what the caller said. But
I've heard up to 102.
So
I know this year he has the second hardest fastball thrown in baseball this year.
Why is it called a splinker that they're talking about?
Because there's no one else who throws it. It's like they had to come up with a new name for
so
it.
It's
like a splitter, sinker, fastball all in one.
So that's the one that's 89 miles.
No, 98.
Oh, that's the one that's 98.
A really, really, really hard. All right, Nick, give me an answer. A great ending to a movie, a great closing scene. And by the way, there is a definitive number one answer. I want to see if someone gets it.
James almost said it. I'm going with Shawshank Redemption, Morgan Freeman, and Tim Robbins at the end of the movie.
So it's going to be interesting here.
Hugging on the beach.
At times, is it going to be the definitive final scene? Or I'll give you an example. The Natural, you might think of the closing as he hits the home run, but then he actually goes out in the field.
Oh, I think it has to be the final scene.
So the field is him with the kid.
For example, Saving Private Ryan, horrendous final scene.
Which is what?
I don't remember. Cemetery and did I live my life right? No, it's so stupid for an amazing movie. Yeah. To end it that way is so bad.
So in The Natural,
it has to be the very last scene.
In The Natural, it'd be him in the field with the kid instead of him hitting the homer?
Exactly. I think it has to be the very last scene of the movie.
Okay.
It's the closing.
All right, the true closing. Okay, fair enough.
Escape the Heat.
to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.